Stephen, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being on the program. I read your story, which is very interesting, about the aid with the Attorney General's office here in the state of Michigan, and he seems to have a personal attack for a gentleman by the name of Chris Armstrong, and I thought your story broke it down into layman's terms, and I wanted you to talk about your story.
My pleasure. Yeah, I think basically this all got started back in April when Mr. Chervel launched his Chris Armstrong Watch blog. Chris Armstrong, of course, is the student body president at the University of Michigan. And basically the blog sort of progressed into harassment of Chris and the Michigan Daily, the student-run newspaper at the university, reported on it in early September. And then it really started to receive national attention just last week when Anderson Cooper on CNN had Mr. Chervel on for an interview to discuss the issue.
Well, Mr. Chervel is the Michigan Assistant Attorney General who is has decided to pick a fight with the University of Michigan's first openly gay student body president. I know Mr. Chervel has had an audience with that organization. He's been on campus. And now he is in court.
Yeah, and at this point, he's not even welcome on campus anymore. Earlier this month, the University Department of Public Safety issued a trespass warning against him. So he's actually no longer welcome on campus.
Well, he has taken a personal leave of absence. There is a political outcry here that he should be removed from his job, but I guess there would be a lot of legal implications with that.
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely something that even, you know, the governor has tweeted about it, saying that if she were still attorney general, that she would have removed him already. I think that Mike Cox has seen the attorney general of Michigan has, you know, weighed in on the issue. He also appeared on Anderson Cooper, and after Mr. Chervel took leave, he even said that he was at fault for letting it go on for so long.
Well, Mr. Cox said, and I'm quoting from your story, "I'm at fault here. I've been saying for 2 weeks that Chervel's been acting like a bully. His behavior is immature, but after hours, his behavior is protected by the First Amendment."
Right. And I think that Mike Toobin, the legal analyst for Jeffrey Toobin, excuse me, the legal analyst for CNN, also mentioned that a lot of politics can play into whether or not Mr. Cox can remove Chervel, or if it's you know, something that he wants to do immediately.
So there is a personal protection order now against Mr. Chervel. He's not able to come anywhere near Mr. Armstrong. Where do you think we're going from here?
Well, actually, that hearing, which took place yesterday, was postponed to late October. So that's another issue in and of itself, whether or not that'll actually take place. But I think as long as Chris is on campus, you know, and Mr. Chervel can't make his presence there, then that should be okay. But yeah, I think at this point, we'll see when Chervel returns. He's going to be subject to hopefully some discipline from the Attorney General's office. You know, it's certainly behavior unbecoming of a state official.
And you wonder if he's going to shut down his blog and his, I guess, private political dissertations, if you will, just so he can keep his job.
Yeah, and the blog is, you know, you can still access the blog through through a wonderful program on Google called Google Cache. But the blog, I believe, at this point is only open to subscribers. I think the bigger issue here, though, for Chervel is, you know, how his behavior has affected his professional life.
And what I was curious about is why this attack on this gay individual. Is it just because he's in a position where he is and he's gay, or are there other ulterior motives to this?
Well, I think if you know, you watch the interview with Anderson Cooper, you can tell that Chervel seems to think that Chris Armstrong has some sort of agenda as president of the Michigan Student Assembly. I'm not sure that. I don't think that's really the case, but you know, to call someone Satan's representative on the Student Assembly is a pretty extreme statement.
Stephen Hoffer is a writer for AOL.com. People who want to read your political story, Stephen, how do they get access to that?
Just go to AOLnews.com, and you can find it there.
All right, Stephen, appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.